NHS workers protests determined to build action to save the NHS. Paula Mitchell, Socialist Party workplace and industrial organizer. On Saturday the 3rd of July, in towns and cities all over the country, NHS workers were joined by their local communities on protests to defend the NHS from privatization and for a decent pay rise, rejecting the 1% insult the Tories have proposed. "We support the health workers campaigning for a 15% rise. In many cases, Socialist Party members helped to initiate and organize the protests. Our speakers and our leaflets laid out a clear strategy. We said that NHS workers, organized in trade unions and backed up by community campaigns, can build a mighty movement. We demanded that the leaders of the trade unions lead, prepare for coordinated strike action on pay, and to save the NHS. The very next day the Tories delivered a second slap in the face to NHS workers with their declaration that they will proceed with their new health and care bill. If it is like the white paper, it will mean an extension of privatization in the NHS, a reduction in the already very limited democratic oversight, and further steps towards the breakup of a national service. This is a reward for 16 months of NHS staff working themselves to exhaustion to save lives. More juicy contracts bung to the Tories' big business mates with even less scrutiny and transparency than before. Disgracefully, the main health union Unison did not back the protests, and so it was left to local trade unionists and campaigners. But now, following a shift to the left on Unison's National Executive Council, NEC, in the recent elections, there is a chance for that to change. At the protest in central London on Saturday, hospital worker, newly elected member of Unison's NEC, and Socialist Party member Naomi Byron, put out the call, in a personal capacity, for Unison to organize a demonstration outside Parliament when the health and care bill is discussed. She also outlined how the union should coordinate with other unions and campaigns to organize a national demonstration in the autumn against the Tory bill, and to help build the campaign on pay. "This campaign for action has to be allied to a campaign for a genuine working class political voice. Keir Starmer's Labour has clearly demonstrated its determination to wipe out any vestige of the fighting programme on the NHS that Jeremy Corbyn stood for, and that enthused so many. NHS workers, like workers in all other sectors, need political representation, a new mass party of working class and young people, with a fighting socialist program for the NHS and care, and for jobs, homes and services for all."